Nolte, Man in Rob Reiner's Christian Nationalist Film Isn't a Christian Nationalist. By John Nolte on December 18, 2023. A man featured in far-left director Rob Reiner's upcoming documentary film about Christian nationalism is not a Christian nationalist and has no idea what one is. Speaking to Newsweek's chief culture correspondent Paul Bond, John Tigg said, "I don't know what Christian nationalism is, and he has no idea why he is in the trailer." Nevertheless, Tiggs is featured prominently in Reiner's God and Country, which is another one of those sneaky and kind contributions that super wealthy Hollywood launches for Democrats during election years. In this case, Reiner is using millions of dollars on a 2-hour campaign commercial to defeat former President Donald Trump's re-election bid. Democrats sure got it good. And, of course, the whole thing is fake news. In a trailer for God and Country, a documentary due in February from Rob Reiner that makes the case that Christian nationalism is a danger to our country, a presumably violent man is seen being arrested by a half dozen police officers. But the man, John Tiggs, tells Newsweek he has no clue why he's in the trailer because he doesn't even know what Christian nationalist means, let alone identify as one. "I don't know what Christian nationalism is. But, apparently, it has something to do with people revolting against the government," Tiggs told Newsweek after viewing the trailer for Reiner's movie. "Apparently, because that stupid danger to democracy talking point is doing nothing to stop Trump's momentum. At least in the polls, the memo has gone out that the 2024 talking point will be Christian nationalism. Oh, and that talking point must be spat out of the mouths of cable news anchors like they are saying Nazi. You know, the same news anchors currently humping the leg of those Nazis and Hamas." According to the Newsweek article, Reiner shows a video of Tiggs at the mostly peaceful January 6 U.S. Capitol protest against voter fraud. The trailer then shows Tiggs being handcuffed at a June 21, 2021, school board meeting. But Tiggs says he was nowhere near the havoc at the U.S. Capitol and that he was arrested at the infamous Loudoun County school board meeting where the board was attempting to cover up the rape. The former superintendent declared it an unlawful assembly. A judge eventually dropped all the charges against Tiggs. I bet that's not in the movie. Thanks to the selectively edited trailer, Tiggs has also been confused with the father of the rape victim. After seeing the God and Country trailer, Students for Life President Kristen Hawkins posted this on Twitter, showing the arrest of the dad at that school board meeting because his daughter was sexually assaulted, as if he is the bad guy, is a wild narrative choice. But facts and context don't matter to the left. Leftists like Reiner know they have billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda backing their lies and smears. He knows that CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, PBS, ABC, CBS, NPR, NBC, and on only care about smearing normal people. And the only way to smear normal people is with lies like this. Did I mention how good the Democrats got it? Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jtmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.